This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Fire departments from several counties responded Saturday and Sunday to a massive fire at the West Fraser Sawmill in Riegelwood. ADR Fire Rescue Chief Steve Camlin said the blaze was fanned by high winds. The fire started due to improper disposal of ashes from a boiler. The entire area is under a red flag warning for fire dangers, but a local burn ban has not been issued. City of Whitehall Fire Marshal Hal Lauder issued a warning Monday that no burn permits will be issued by the city for the foreseeable future. Conditions across the county are expected to worsen over the next few days. In Horry County, South Carolina, just across the line, a number of area firefighters were headed out Sunday to help with the Carolina Forest fire that's going on there. Nearly 2,000 acres have burned. Residents were evacuated from a number of homes in the path of the fire, but thankfully they've all been able to return home and no structures were destroyed. Several hundred acres burned in western Columbus Thursday and Friday after a wildfire threatened several homes along Mangum Road. The Forest Service was still on the scene, hitting hotspots over the weekend. Now, the Forest Service is reminding drone operators that wildfires are no-fly zones. Low-flying spotter planes and helicopters are frequently used for wildfire suppression. Drones can create a flight hazard for the low-flying planes. Due to the possibility of tornadoes and severe weather in our area on Wednesday, the National Weather Service has postponed the annual tornado drill until Friday. For information on how to prepare your family, workplace, or school for emergency conditions, go to weather.gov/ILM. A state agency's ongoing mishandling of hurricane relief funds from Matthew and Florence is bringing the state auditor's office to Columbus County. County Manager Eddie Madden said the state's problems with the NC Office of Resilience and Recovery, also called NCOR, are being looked at by Auditor Dave Bolick's team. They hope to gain insight on how to avoid similar problems with recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina. Less than 50% of the thousands of repair and rehab projects taken on by NCOR have been completed. The agency is more than $200 million in the hole and is set to get $217 million more to complete the projects. Democrats in and out of the General Assembly are crying foul over a bill that will require the Pledge of Allegiance to be scheduled daily at public schools. The bill does not violate the federal court's ruling that says students may not be required to say the pledge, but it does require time be set aside for the pledge within an hour of opening bell. It also states that American and state flags are to be displayed in each classroom. Representative Brendan Jones of Columbus County is one of the co-sponsors of the bill. Today is the Frosty Freeze fundraiser, supporting Southeastern Community College athletics and the Ambassador Program. The fundraiser has competitors trying to earn the most in donations so they can avoid a chili dip in the dunking booth. This year's contestants are instructors Nikki Hobbs and Dawn Williamson, with Isaiah Johnson and Markel Simmons representing the student body. The event is Tuesday, today, at 3 p.m. at SCC, and everyone is welcome. Different Abilities Awareness Night is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Tavern Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free, and everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.